save your jewels and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Did you know the US Open was on in tennis?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't until something that happened recently.
Yeah, I was really surprised. Obviously, I'm into the sports and absolutely love it. So I knew it was on, have not watched 1 second of it. Federer is not playing. Nadal's not playing. Yeah, it'll be on Fox.
Okay. That's
yeah, it actually is on Fox because it came on yesterday and I turned it off. So.
No, I meant like not on like free-to-air.
Never is. No, the American stuff. No. Australian Open, yes. But
yeah, okay.
Stuff,
I only watched the Aussie ones.
Yeah. So anyway, so a lot of the top-end players pulled out of the, when I say top-end, there's really three, Federer, Nadal and Novak. Mm-hmm. Well, the other two didn't play for COVID purposes. Now, you might remember about 3 months ago, Novak had his own tennis tournament and caused a lot of controversy by spreading COVID amongst everyone.
Yes,
and they all had their shirts off and were dry each other and dancing around. And
sorry, what? Dry what? Continue.
And they were dancing on each other and had their shirts off. Yeah. And there was a lot of criticism. And Kyrgios was the voice of reason for the first time ever.
That's right. I love Kyrgios.
And was saying, I love it until he doesn't try in games. And that's when I don't love it. I love that he's got a bit of spark, but when he doesn't play properly, that's a little bit frustrating. Anyway, but so he was the voice of reason. Novak got everyone sick with COVID. Mm. He got it himself. His wife got it as well. Anyway, so he still turned up and played in the US Open. Now, this morning, the world number one was in the first set against his opponent, and 5-all, about to lose the set though, turned around out of frustration because he had just lost the service and hit the ball behind him, whereas if you've seen tennis games, there's obviously cut the ball people and some lines, women or men, behind where the service line is. Now, he's turned around and whacked the ball. Mm-hmm. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It has hit a lines person in the throat.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been disqualified from the US Open. Cancelled, game stopped, quit.
Do you reckon this is
fair? See you later.
Fair?
Thank you, goodbye.
I can totally understand if he turned around and fully slogged it or did it deliberately at, you know, towards her or whatever. But he wasn't even looking in that direction. Yeah, it may have been a bit of a frustration of like a hit, but it wasn't really that hard.
I reckon he hit it about 30% as hard as he could.
Absolutely.
Hit it. I don't think
you've
whacked
really
it.
It wasn't really that hard.
She went down like a bag of spuds.
Yeah, yeah, but hang on.
To be honest, I saw the video and I kind of look a little bit put on.
Bit of drama.
Yeah.
Bit of drama under the spotlight of the US Open.
I mean, admittedly, I've never been hit in the throat by a tennis ball.
Right.
But
I reckon we do that.
So then you can go
unfair. He shouldn't have been disqualified or...
At 30% of his, like, even at 30%, that thing, that ball's got to be flying. Like, it's coming off a highly strung tennis racket.
Oh, it didn't look that hard.
Yeah, but still, like, to cop one in the throat.
But to be kicked out of a tournament.
Kyrgios
has literally not tried in games. He's thrown matches of tennis.
I'll give it that. I think to go as far as kicking the world number one out of the tournament. Actually, it's funny that you mentioned Kyrgios because he tweeted. He was like, imagine if it was me that did that, and he's got a poll under his tweet, which says 5 years, 10 years, 15 years,
public lynching.
How many years would I be kicked out of?
This one yet?
No, he's never hit someone in the face with a tennis ball. I don't think, but he's done many anyway. So Novak's been kicked out of the U.S. Open. See you later. But he has put out a social media statement saying he's really sad and feels empty. Thank God that she's feeling okay. Extremely sorry for such stress that he has caused her. I need to go back within and work on my disappointment and turn all this into a lesson of growth and evolution as a player and a human being.
Oh, it's an honest mistake.
What a man. Well, good luck to him.
Novak. I like him.
Yeah. Let's go and get some tennis balls.
I reckon we try it.
We'll peg him at Pete.
No.
Try and get him in the
paint. Maybe we hit him once with a paintball.
It'll be the biggest reaction.
Maybe we hit him with a paintball. What happened? I've forgotten. I've got that. What's the thing?
I haven't forgotten, mate. I've still got the welts. I've still got the welts on me. I haven't forgotten.
What happened?
You're the one who thinks the tennis ball went slow. You can cop the tennis ball to the throat this time.
Fine.
Amnesia. I'm gone. I can't remember. What happened when we hit him with paintballs, Jules?
It's 8:45. We'll check your roads. Save your jewels and peace.
On Hit 92.9.